This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013.
Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
Yes, y'all. This is it.
Yeah, don't stop.
This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
And this is
In the Conversation.
Ah, shit.
The podcast.
Woo hoo hoo. I see you zenned out.
No doubt.
You on your zen?
Yeah, man. I just found a new app. Somebody suggested a new app.
What's this? Headspace?
It's called Insight Timer. It's a meditation app.
Okay.
So it's an app full of meditations.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Based on, you know, I only did one, so I don't know the rest of them shits. So it's like one for gratitude, self-love, and joy. I didn't do that one.
Okay.
Sitting with...
You don't love yourself?
I already love myself.
Oh, okay.
Fair enough. I did the one about, you know what I'm saying?
Get money.
Stress.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I did that one.
So what are they? What's the mantra? What are they telling you?
No, it's just in the one that I did. It was like they have different ones that's different lengths. You could do a course that is like teach you how to do it. I skipped that, but then the one that I did was like the 5-minute one. It was a short one. It was basically like, you know, take all of the things that you're worried about. Well, take one. Take the big one. It's like focus on one. Take it. You know what I'm saying? And visualize a lake. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Maybe it could be a lake that you've been to or one in your imagination.
Okay. What you go with?
One in my imagination. Okay. I ain't been to too many lakes. Not no clean ones.
Right. And new shit you want to bring shit to.
You know what I'm saying? It should be like canals and shit.
So go ahead. So you out here got your imaginary lake.
So I'm at the imaginary lake. The sun is setting. It's like, you know, it's the golden hour. Mm. It's fall. The trees are brown and orange and yellow and all nice fall colors.
This is what they telling you?
No. This is what I'm doing. This is what I put up in my head. So that's just so y'all could get a picture.
Wow. Cinematographer.
And then so they're like, you know, put your hands together and take that worry and walk it out into, well, put your hands into the water. In my own meditation, I walked it into the water.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I walked the worry into the water because my shit was kind of heavy.
Wading in the water. Wading in the water.
So I then it say let the water, you know what I'm saying, the light waves of the water. Because, you know, it's supposed to be still. Let the water wash the worry out of your hands.
Right.
And then you come back out and, you know, you should feel better.
And that was 5 minutes?
That was 5 minutes.
How'd you feel?
I felt great.
Yeah. You put some heavy shit in that water?
Yeah, it was some heavy. I did it 2-3 times.
Shit.
Okay. Hold on. Let me go back.
That lake looking like the Hudson.
East River and shit. Nah, it was cool though. You know what I'm saying?
What's the name of that one more time?
It's called Insight Timer.
Yeah, check it out.
That's cool. So, you know,
I've tried the meditation thing. I tried it. I got to do it. I mean, it's a commitment to quiet your mind and really be still and not feel silly. Because you could feel it sometimes. You could feel like it's like eating salad. Mm-hmm. You know this is good for you. The taste is different. You know what I'm saying? Right. It's like, this is something different. I'm a little uncomfortable, but I guess you got to make that more comfortable. But that's cool.
Yeah, I mean, I've always done, I don't know if you would call it meditation, but it's a similar type of thing in my own unstructured, you know, way. Mm-hmm. So.
What's your unstructured?
Well, growing up, when I started doing music or whatever,
mm-hmm.
I would. It would seem like when I woke up, it was always like a beat in my head.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I would wake up and record it to a cassette, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, just to have it,
mm-hmm.
do a beatbox or whatever to record the beat that I just did.
Mm-hmm.
And then try to, you know, I ain't have my own equipment, so I had to wait till I got to my uncle's crib to try to make the beat that was in my head. But then by the time I get there, I have a whole week's worth of shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, but... From that, you know what I'm saying, I started to pay attention to what was in my head when I first woke up. Mm-hmm. Like, as I start to wake up, actually. So I try to retain it. So when I wake up, I can look back at it and see what it is. And then from there, you know what I'm saying, it just went from taking it from looking for what's there to, you know what I'm saying, emptying everything out and trying to just be cool about it. You know what I'm saying? After you wake up, it's like, all right, let me just sit here and listen to the whispers for a minute. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And see what I get. And so I've done that, you know, basically since I was probably a teenager.
You record what you're thinking or what you, like when you say you sit with the thoughts, is it just mm-hmm. a mental thing? Like you just sit with them in your head and you kind of...
For the most part, unless it's something real good. If it's real good, then I write that shit down. Right. You know what I'm saying? I go to the notebook and, you know what I mean? But days like that, you know what I'm saying? You be ready to get busy. Mm-hmm. And be like, bam, okay.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I had a good one the other day. Yesterday. I had a good one yesterday. You know what I'm saying? I sat in there, it was quiet and shit. Then the whisper was like, you know what I'm saying? You got to lighten up and tighten up. Mm. I was like, damn, lighten up and tighten up. Mm-hmm. That's a good one. And then you got to go, you look at that, and then you try to figure out what does that mean within what's going on with you right now. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, for me, you know, I had to, you know, stop being so tight about all the shit. Just lighten up. Like, you know what I'm saying? Loosen up with the shit. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Stop being like, you know, you get focused on something and then, you know, you start basing that against, you know, the problems, and then you, at the end of the day, you begin fighting with yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I had to lighten up and then tighten up on all the shit that I do have going on. You know what I mean? Instead of being all tight, being all mad about the shit or being stressed about the shit, just tighten that shit up and keep it moving.
Mm-hmm.
So lighten up and tighten up. You know what I mean? That was a good one yesterday.
Mm. Yeah, that sounds a nice little bar.
You know what I mean?
That's a bar. That's a hook. That's a hook, nigga. Oh, man. That's good to hear, dude.
So that's what I was on.
Man, that sounds good. It sounds very fucking wellness oriented.
Yeah.
You doing the good work.
Yeah, man. You got to. You got to.
Niggas
is dying.
Damn. Niggas are dying every day. Shout out to everybody that's getting older, though, man. Yeah. Shout out to my homie, DL Warfield. He just turned 50. OG, creative.
Down in Atlanta?
Yeah.
Yeah, the artist.
Mm-hmm, Goldfinger. So shout out to that, man. You know, it's better to get older than not anything else. You know what I mean? So,
but, better to be seen than viewed.
Word. You know, speaking of that, when you're talking about... you know, listening to the whispers and, you know, just trying to get back in tune. You know, yeah, everybody got their whispers. Everybody's like, all right, what am I gonna do? You know what I'm saying? I was looking at some old books. So I went out to my sister's house for a second, and then I got a lot of shit, like, in the basement. So I went in the basement and got a couple books. And it's always weird when you get some of your old playbooks from back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because the energy is typically consistent. You know what I'm saying? What's the word? The agenda or the marching orders is pretty much still clear. You know what I mean? Even the same hesitations and everything is still. And it's also kind of interesting to see what was a concern back then,
right,
or what was a strategy back then.
Right.
You know what I mean? And see the level of hunger, you know what I mean? Like, just you could just feel a different energy. And it's weird. Sometimes I don't like to dip back into old energy, you know what I'm saying? Because you don't want to, you know, you don't want to go backwards, you know what I'm saying? But every so often, you know.
You got to check in on some of that shit, man. Like,
look at the catalog.
Yeah, you don't have to dip back into the energy, but you definitely had to, you know, sort through some of the benchmarks, you know what I mean?
Because
mm-hmm. sometimes you'll come right back to a situation
right.
that may feel similar, or a decision that you had to make
right.
that's similar. And you look back at that old decision and be like, damn, why did I make that decision again? And then you go back to the old playbook, and a lot of times it's right there. It's like, right. Oh, shit, that's why.
Yeah.
But then that shit didn't really turn out how that's how I bumped my head on that one. Let me figure out how to do that shit a little differently this time.
Right. Well, it's also good when you see some of them goals that you done crossed off. You're like, oh, shit. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Moments where you're like, damn, you know, You're like, all right, yeah, yeah, we getting there. So that's dope, man. Little energy talk up top.
Yeah, we got that. We came in with the wellness, wellness tone.
Right,
the tone of our voice. Yeah, how we sound.
Yeah, very NPR, very zen.
Very zen.
You know?
You know?
On some ASMR shit. Are you up on ASMR?
I can't fuck with that
you
shit.
Can't fuck with it? It's too
creepy? I have that. No, I have one of those sound disorders and shit where I don't, certain sounds drive me all the way crazy.
Oh, so like, it's like chalkboard type
not
shit?
Not even chalkboard. I could deal with a chalkboard, but just like the sound of eating, just like them little silent. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? You're in a quiet room and somebody start motherfucker gulping and shit. Yeah. That shit drive me crazy, dog. Like, it's almost like at a certain point, I got more control of it now, but it was at a certain point where that shit would drive you to a rage.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
The fuck?
Shit!
Yeah.
But I know what to do now. You know what I'm saying? I know how to, you know, put other sounds in the middle of it or, you know, leave. You know what I'm saying? my wife hate the shit because, you know what I'm saying, she might be eating or something and I get up and turn on some music or some shit and then she feel offended. You know what I'm saying? But I'm like, I'm trying not to offend. I'm trying not to, you know what I'm saying, blow a fuse over here.
Right.
So nah, I don't fuck with that ASMR shit, bro. That shit get way too, that's like doing it on purpose.
Yeah, it's an interesting effect.
You watch that shit?
Some of it. Sometimes I watch it. I watch it sometimes. And, you know, not like I'm not, oh, it ain't my thing. But when I come across it, because, you know, like sometimes you're on this Instagram shit and it'll just be a whole hole of one fucking thing. Like you'll wind up on some algorithm where it's just that after that. They cutting up sand and they, you know, they doing this shit. They fucking breaking sponges up into glitter water and, you know, it's kind of along the lines of, it's another form of meditation, it looks like. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they say some people find it very sexual.
I could see that. I could see that, you know.
I can't.
Nah, I could see that. Especially all that whispering and all of that shit and all
I don't
that.
Even like whispering.
Oh, damn, your whole, your shit is
I don't even like
different.
Whispering. I don't like that shit. Ah!
Yeah, speak up.
I don't even like that shit. My daughter be trying to whisper to me, tell me a secret or something that she don't want my wife to hear or something. And I be like, nah, you gotta speak up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She ain't gonna hear you.
Hilarious.
But all right, we can't do this.
It's some shit you can't fuck with, huh?
Nah. Yeah, you know, so that's just me. One of my quirks and shit.
Speaking of microphone manipulation, did you see Jill Scott suck the soul out of a Shure microphone?
That was majestic.
That was, absolutely.
I mean, I've seen her do it before.
Have you?
Yeah, shout out to Jason Carter with the One Music Fest. She did it at the One Music Fest a couple years ago.
Oh, okay.
And he posted it. But she has mastered it. You know what I'm saying? This time the execution was a whole lot better, and I think it may have been because the angle of the phone captured it. Because on the other one, it was like, you know, big cameras zoomed in with the crowd, cutting back and forth.
Right.
This was solely dedicated to her actions.
It was an intimate moment.
It was an intimate moment. You couldn't see much of the background. The light was red.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But her motions and her whole thing about it, man, you know.
Yeah.
That was magnificent.
Full service.
That was magnificent.
That shit was crazy.
No.
It's good to see, it's good to see, like, some sexuality back in the live music show. You ever been to a, because her shows is always, she's got a tradition of her shit being lit. She even said that, you know, like, certain performers, they set the tone. You ever be at a concert and you kind of know, like, half an hour into the concert, that everybody about to be fucking after this. Like you, could, it almost feel like a secret as you're leaving. Like, oh shit!
I don't know if I've been to one of them.
You ain't never been to none of that type of shit.
I don't think so.
Oh, damn.
No. But, you know, that's just me. Go. I ain't been to many concerts
man. That shit be interesting.
Because, you know, I was always in hip hop. That shit wasn't never, you know what I'm saying, never gave it that effect. Nah. I ain't never been to a Prince show, which probably would have gave that effect.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? And shit, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a, you know, some couple.
Right, who else? Who else would give that effect?
Where it turned up.
What show you been to that gave that effect? Where you left out and like,
definitely been to a Jill Scott show or two. Maxwell shows have known to, you know what I mean, to set up an alley-oop. You know, you think about back in the old days, the Teddy P shit, where he would just have nothing but ladies in the spot. You know what I mean? Like, it was just... It make you want to go see somebody, go live, you know what I mean? Like, when it's a moment, you got to turn that shit to an experience, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
That shit hard. I was thinking, as a performer, though, I was like, well, I would hope that that's her own microphone. I hope that's not the venue's mic, because that shit
She didn't put a mic on it.
Nah, but it's still close enough, you know what I mean? You don't want
to... This shit too close to my mouth right now. But I mean, obviously, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's like, you know, you make it an effort to, you know what I mean, to treat it as a microphone. You know what I mean? If it was, you know what I mean? Like, that's some other shit.
Right, I mean, you know.
I would just hate for that to be the whatever venue was, you know what I mean? That shit is.
It was safe. Yeah. She ain't put a mouth on it.
Right, sure.
Whatever, whoever mic it was, the mic.
They appreciated that.
I mean, the situation was... You know, very artistic and very thought out, very, you know, accommodating to, you know, the microphone partner. You know what I'm saying? It was very, you know, you would want your partner to be that forthcoming and thoughtful of your needs.
Attention to details,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And yeah,
very thorough.
Yeah, very thorough. She showed, you know, the
showmanship,
the new people, like the Black Chinas of the world.
Oh goodness,
how this is supposed to go?
Oh.
How it should go.
So you felt like that was more like a clinic.
It was a clinic.
Interesting.
You know what I'm saying? A summit.
TED Talk.
You know what I'm saying?
It's a little, you know. Shout out, yeah, man.
A majestic. Summit.
Shout out to Jill. That was...
Yeah, Jill stock went up on the internet.
Oh, yeah, and bookings, you know, is going through.
You know what I mean? Cass, young Cass is like, shit. Yeah. You know? So that's good, you know, when you break through to the next gen.
To the next gen?
Yeah, G-E-N.
Oh, generation. Oh, okay. Gen, huh? Oh, man. Yeah. That's some shit. That shit got me sleepy. Any fucking way, man.
Go ahead, Jill.
Yo.
What up?
What you think of Bill Burr?
Bill Burr.
He was in Bill Burr. Went to go see Bill Burr at
the
Garden.
You gotta break it down. So Damien hit me
uh-huh.
and says, hey, man, got these tickets to Bill Burr. You want to go check him out? I said, yeah. But I didn't know who Bill Burr was.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know shit about him.
Mm-hmm.
But he obviously is big. He in the Garden.
So that shit out, too.
I was like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Let's go.
Yeah.
So we go. And again, like the last time I went to the Garden, mm-hmm. which was with D. Lemon. That was the last time I was in the Garden. Well, who we went to see? Louis C.K.?
Louis C.K.
Was that before the scandal?
Yeah, that was before the scandal.
We went to see Louis C.K. and it was very white.
Mm-hmm.
And this was very white.
Which one was whiter? I think this white felt whiter. I felt like it was only four black folks in there, including us.
White. I don't think I've seen four in this one.
We seen the gaggle when we walked out. That was like, oh shit, it is some black people.
But that was
that
security bitch. Looking nah, at us, looking at us like, look at these niggas.
But white as it was, it was dope.
It was funny.
I had a good time.
Like,
I fuck with Bill Burr.
I fuck with him, you know what I'm saying? And it was cool. I like how he handled the shit. I like your boy who went on first too.
Shout out to Paul Verzey.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I had a good time in the affair, you know?
Yeah.
But you know, and then you know he launched into, you know, of course I don't know shit about him.
Right.
So it was a surprise to me halfway through the show when he said his wife was black.
Right. Okay.
So, you know, and that was like, oh. Right. Like, all right. Okay. All right. He cool.
You know what I'm saying? He showed you what's laminate.
But, you know, you're sitting in there in the garden. I don't know how many people fit in the garden. What's that, 20,000? 13,000 white folks. 12,980 white folks.
Uh-huh.
And, you know what I'm saying? You start hearing the black jokes.
Uh-huh.
You get real, oh, uh-huh. What the fuck is this?
Uh-huh.
They was cool. They ain't do nothing. They ain't do nothing over the edge.
The monitor was.
You know what I'm saying? Like, whoa, hold up now.
Oh, man.
But I went and checked them out on the internet. I watched the Philly shit you told me about where he got booed and he just went off for 13 minutes.
That shit was funny.
Yeah. So I checked that out and shit. But I didn't like the black jokes in that rant.
Oh, yeah. Which one was it about the...
I hope you go out there and, you know what I'm saying, get black guys walk up on you and just,
right,
you know.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yo.
I ain't like that, but...
Speaking of bars, D.L. Hughley said some wild shit. He said, I was listening to him on Mark Maron's podcast, WTF, and he said, the most dangerous black people live in the imagination of white folk. That shit was
I mean, for real, though.
But that shit was the wildest. That's fire. That was fire. That's such a that's
I mean,
a nice
for real,
one.
Though. Like, you know what I mean? You see that shit walking down the street.
Yeah.
Like, they'll make you into a terror.
Right. Anyway, we done got heavy already, huh?
Yeah, the fact you want to see, like, when you come out of the train, like, you know, not recently, but, like, when... The first
time,
no, the first beginnings of gentrification,
uh-huh.
And you start coming out the train, and then it's a little white, a white woman,
mm-hmm.
You know, saying get off the train, and you know she's on a almost a sprint,
right,
coming out that bitch,
mm-hmm.
And then, then you know I'm coming behind, I'm you know 6 foot something,
mm-hmm.
Black. That's the fastest I ever seen somebody walk without mm-hmm. actually running. You know what I'm saying? Because
right.
You be like, you know what I mean? Because at a time, it was like, you know, all right, I understand your concern, lady. You know what I'm saying? You might want to walk closer to the black bag because, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
If something pop off, you know what I'm saying? You know, I might be a distraction.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But nah, they be on a foot. You can't even catch their ass. I was like, damn, how the fuck a motherfucker walk that fast?
You like a pace car.
You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, I got to jog to catch this motherfucker.
Yeah.
But now it's like, you know what I'm saying? I watch that shit and laugh. Like, I walk up and see how fast they can walk and shit.
Get that cardio pumping.
Get that cardio pumping.
That's funny.
They be out of there.
Man. Yeah. How we even get into that? What we,
you said D.L. Hooley said the most dangerous and the black person is an imagination
right.
of the white person.
That shit's
mind.
Crazy. Yeah. But, I was saying, because it was off the fact that, you know, the Bill Burr joke.
Right.
Where it's like,
oh, right.
It's always niggas trying to fuck your lady all the time. You know what I mean?
I hope a black guy comes and put his dick in your mouth. Right. And just, I'm like, oh, like, what the fuck? Why would it? Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, well.
But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, you know, well, listen.
He get paid off of being who he is, so.
Ah, man, that's
nah, but he was cool, though. I mean,
it was funny.
I'm just saying in that particular instance,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'll
be monitoring the gauge of, you know, how deep he's going to go in on the black jokes.
Right. That's always a weird thing for me as a comedian, right? Because obviously I'm black, and I've been black my entire life, you know what I mean? But I do like comedy, you know what I'm saying? I do the shit professionally, and I do like a good fucking joke, you know what I mean?
Right.
So I'm not as quick to get offended if shit is funny. If shit is whack... Then I might be doubly offended. Not doubly offended, but I'm kind of like more disappointed than like, that's bullshit. You know what I mean? And it's like, it's a sensitivity that gets dulled over time from just being amongst comedians
right.
that are always pushing the edge on all types of shit. But absolutely, race is a thing.
Right.
You know what I mean? Where it's a, you know, and it's always used to be funny. Like when I first started doing comedy, I would bring my homies out that weren't comedians, you know, my black friends that weren't comedians. And like, we'd be chilling, watching the shit. They, you know, we see the shit. And I would watch if a white comic come up and they do some race shit. You know what I mean? If it's fun, like as it's being delivered, like I look over, you could see, it's almost
the
like
concern.
You can see the concern. It's like a barometer, like, like you can see the shit, like, and then they give you the look, like, it's your people.
That's what we're here for. But see, here go the thing.
Go
like
ahead.
You do comedy in like the New York comedy circuit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Which is a little different than, you know, at least where I'm coming from, and then, you know, from what I feel like most black comedy experiences are.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like where I'm from, you know, you go to a comedy show, that shit is all black.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it's, you know, it's like Def Comedy Jam type of comics, you know,
right.
Like that type of comedy,
mm-hmm.
you know, where it's just, you know, you cracking jokes, you cracking on the crowd, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't know what they call that type of comedy, but that's what it is.
Okay.
And I think a lot of times when cats around the way go to comedy shows around the way, it's the same type of deal.
Mm-hmm.
But when you come to comedy shows in the city of New York, where, you know, it's a mixed crowd and a lot of white comics, and you're not used to that style of comedy.
Mm.
So you're catching up to the style, and then, you know, it's always a lot of listening and, you know what I'm saying, catching the joke and shit. But then when you throw the white stuff in there, when they talking about black shit, then it gets doubly cautious, because a lot of these jokes aren't like zinger, like, you know, one-liners and shit. These shits, you know, they build up. They tell
like
a story. Yeah, they telling a story and
so
shit.
So you can feel the tension.
Like, wait, hold on. Hold on. You know what I'm saying? As the joke goes further, you start leaning further back in your seat.
Right.
So I think that's where the tension comes in.
Right.
Because it's not just like, bam, 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 bam.
Right.
And like, you know, cracking on this black guy in the crowd and then da, 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 da. It's a well thought out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Wrote out joke that you like, hey, where this motherfucker going?
Yeah. And see, that's what I love as a comedian. Because then that's all it is. Is just build the tension, then release that shit. You know what I'm saying? But build that shit artfully in a way where it's like, oh shit. Where you could kind of feel it in the room where, shit, if this cat isn't careful, this shit could go off the rails.
Right.
And that's when it feels alive. That's what it feels, you know what I mean? That's what it feels like something. That's where you feel provoked.
Because you know the art.
Right, but you feel the art. You know what I mean?
But see, as a sometimes as an outsider, it's like watching Trump. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, this motherfucker actually coming for me. You know what I'm saying? As opposed to you watching this joke play out. It's like, is this motherfucker coming?
Right.
Wait, hold up.
See, I always think of Trump as a comic that's kind of bombing or like doing crowd work, because he'll play to the crowd. Like, first of all, he only really do rallies. You know what I'm saying? If you notice, Trump don't, it's very rare. You just seen him last week for the first time after the midterms in a long time behind like a proper podium. And he ain't really know how to act with that shit. He like to be on the move. You always see this nigga get interviewed in the driveway, by the plane. And like, he slippery. You know what I'm saying? And he always, if he's not answering some questions or deflecting questions, he's talking to his base. And he like, you know how we do. And what the, huh? You know, he's playing to the fucking crowd. But there's no sophistication in his shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's lazy. You know what I mean? But anyway, long story short, it's always interesting to see that, especially from good comedians.
Right.
You know what I mean? It could be unfortunate. Like I said, it's not unfortunate. It's like, it's more disappointing when cats are just on some bullshit. Like, you could, you know, because that's the thing. You know, this is free speech and this is your art or whatever. So people are trying to push the line. And it's always a conflict, too, because then you kind of like, I don't want to, as a comedian, I don't really want to be too sensitive. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I got to be honest to how I feel. You know what I'm saying?
Have you ever been in that situation?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Not many times.
Do you talk to the comedian, or you just feel
that
way?
I have. And I have. I was like, yo, I forget exactly what the particular joke was, but it was like, I was like, fam, I was honest. I was like, that shit ain't funny, and that shit, you need to rewrite that whole situation, because that'll fuck you up. You know what I mean? And it was evident, you know? It wasn't nothing, it was super hostile. It was more so somebody that I could fuck, like, we cool like that. You know what I'm saying? You see that shit all the time, man. You see that? Because that's the thing, like, comedians, you know, it's like a nigga that shoot jump shots all day. You know what I mean? Just, you know, you just shooting whatever. You ain't even thinking out the way. You just trying to shoot, take a shot. Mm-hmm. Some of them shits is going to clink. Some of them shits is going to go swish. Some of them shits is like, nigga, your form is trash. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, you hope that the intent was honorable. Dead ass.
Yeah, I mean, speaking of jump shots and shit, they like KD and Draymond getting into it.
Oh, they got beef?
I mean, that's what they saying. I ain't get to get all the breaking news yet, but
what's the problem?
You know, I guess at the end of the game, Draymond fumbled the ball. I didn't see the game, this particular game, but they lost, I think, to the Clippers and shit. But Draymond, I guess, was fumbling around with the ball at the end of the game, and then just KD, I guess, went to him and like, nigga, pass the fucking ball.
Right.
And then I guess it got heated in the locker room and shit. Right. So I wonder, you know, how that's going to affect, you know, the chemistry, you know, if they could patch it up and keep it warrior-like. I've been waiting for some shit like this from their ass. They too perfect. Fuck them. Yeah. Fight. Be human.
Some polite-ass warriors.
You know what I'm saying?
Put some warrior
I couldn't wait for some distractions. You know what I'm saying? Nobody getting caught in no scandals. You know what I'm saying? A team just cohesive as fuck and shooting record-setting three-pointers every game.
Enough perfection.
Enough of this shit.
You sound like Babs Bunny. Let these niggas fight.
Yeah, get sullied or something. Shit.
They gonna work it out.
Of course. But you know what I'm saying? I just enjoy.
That bag is too big. That dynasty is too great. They gonna have a sit down. Say, hey man, let's look at the bigger picture.
Look like Draymond. I'm watching some shit now. Look like Draymond wanted to fire on his ass.
That'd be a nice one to see. I mean, Durant lanky, Draymond husky, and he looked like he liked to fight.
Yeah, Draymond one of them niggas. he looked like one of them guys that that fight for sport.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Still too, like he still want to slap box niggas now. He almost 30.
In the calf and shit.
Yeah, come on, take it easy,
nigga,
man.
In college just slap boxing in the calf.
Yeah. Oh, shit, man. Shout out to Caris LeVert, man. That's the guy who on Brooklyn.
With the leg snapped.
Gruesome. I didn't even want to see it.
I didn't even look it up.
Actually, I looked it up, but I didn't want to watch the video. I saw a still of, you couldn't really see him, but they were basically, the still was, they were circling all the players that were looking the opposite direction. Like, everybody was like, oh, because you know.
Right.
You don't want to see that, especially out there. That's
right. I seen the Paul George one, which was fucked up. And then the cat from, I saw the shit, the cat from
Celtics?
Nah, from Louisville.
Oh.
That Easter game.
Kemba? Was that Kemba?
No. I don't remember his name. No, it wasn't Kemba Walker.
Oh, no.
But I saw that live.
I saw,
that shit was crazy.
It was Kevin Ware, right?
Kevin Ware.
What was my man on the Celtics name that got his joint?
Gordon Hayward?
Gordon Hayward. I didn't see that. I saw that one. That was nasty. I saw Baron Davis' knee crack up live. That shit was nasty. Who? That shit, Baron Davis was on the Knicks. This nigga knee cracked like a fucking ice tray. That shit was terrible. I still grab my knee when I see shit like that on my, you know, and I'm safely on the couch.
I ain't doing none of that.
Not
shit.
At all. I ain't even breaking a sweat, but I'm like, oh,
God,
shit.
God.
Man, you gotta warn me before you do shit like this, NBA.
Let me stretch.
Awesome.
You know what I'm saying?
Man.
What else cracking?
Man, everything, man. Nigga Trump, man, you just be wanting to mush that nigga. He the, like the most mushable press. Just mush this motherfucker. He was wilding, coming crazy at the reporters after the midterms.
Man, I don't even watch that shit.
Yeah, I be watching the shit. I see, you know, I'm committed to the through line at this point. I mean, I watched it. Actually, I think I'm gonna be good now, but that – that lead up to the midterms, boy, they really dug deep on MSNBC. These niggas really, they doubled down. They was like, just on making sure you was watching, you know, all the news. They were really trying to really listen. This means something. This is monumental.
Still ain't decided no governor in Georgia or Florida.
Is it still up in the air? Did they both go on the recounts?
Yeah.
It's always like moonlight.
Yeah, they counting. They ain't finished counting in Georgia. And then in Florida, I think they did a recount.
What's my man's, what's the proper pronunciation of Andrew?
Is it Gillum?
Gillum. Okay, my cousin was saying, I think I was saying Gilliam.
Yeah, last week you were
people
saying
people were saying, okay, pardon me, Gillum. Gillum. My bad, fellas.
Andrew Gillum.
My bad, people. Shout out to Andrew Gillum.
You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Stacey Abrams. Shout out to Beto O'Rourke. All of them, nah. Shit was nah.
What'd you say?
DJ wrapping his shit up.
Why?
Niggas didn't win.
There's people that won. No.
I like that Stacey didn't concede. She ain't put her concession speech together. Shout out to this Ilhan Omar. I believe her name is Minnesota Muslim woman. I fuck with her. No.
Lisa McBath won her race.
Alexandria Ocasio.
Lisa McBath is Jordan, what's his name from
Jacksonville? Oh, Jordan Dunn, right? Not Jordan Dunn. Jordan.
That's a model, Jordan Dunn.
Sorry. I mean, yes. Jordan Davis, right?
Jordan something that got shot in
right.
About the music.
You can't admonish me and not have the correct name, nigga. You can't be on the moral high ground.
Jordan Dunn, come
niggas
on, man.
Niggas don't know.
Niggas
who's
do know.
Jordan Dunn and who's...
Jordan Dunn is a high fashion model.
Absolutely, but niggas ain't like, wait a minute.
Like one of the few baby mama models out
there in the world.
Like I
said, Michael Jordan. You know what I mean? Like
you the ones.
No, like, first of all.
Right. Shout out to Jordan Dunn and Lisa McBath's son, Jordan.
Jordan, we're going to get on to that because we want to get proper respect.
No doubt. But his mom won.
Lighten up, tighten up.
His mom won, and she's going to the House of Representatives.
Well, that's what's up.
You know what I'm saying?
Take it to the House.
Shit. You know, it was some winning happening.
That's all right.
But it's like this, man. Who the fuck thought that everybody was going to win and the whole shit was going to flip in one night?
Well, that's how they sold it. Come on, man. It was selling that. Let's not modify the hope now. Let's not be like, well, who really thought that things were going to change? Nigga, that's what they would.
No, I'm just, things did change. Shit, did they flip the House?
Right.
They didn't flip the Senate. Okay. Every governor that was Democrat didn't win.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But there were some wins.
There
was some significant wins. You know what I'm saying? You had the gay governor in what's that, Colorado.
We gotta get his name too.
You know what I'm saying?
Just can't just be doing the.
Hey man, I don't know all the names. I don't know all the politics. Shit, I didn't even know everybody in my fucking politics. All my people won though.
All your people won.
All my people. All my ballot.
What you voted on? You voted for some Republicans?
No. New York is Democratic as fuck.
That's what I'm saying. New York is. First of all, we voted for yet another Cuomo.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean?
Nigga. So Cuomo won.
Shout
of course,
out to Cuomo.
But Tish James won.
Tish James,
that was significant.
Shout out to Tish James. Is this her first win? Because I feel like I've been seeing her around for a while.
No, she won.
Incumbent.
She was like a city council. But now she's attorney general. Like that's the first time a black woman. Shit, might be black person. Period. Won that race.
No, wasn't
I don't know.
Was Eric Holder attorney general?
I don't know.
I'm
from Miami.
Listen, I'm from New York. I don't know a lot of this shit. It's always safe to say they're the first black person, huh? Matt, on research, what's my man's name?
Who? Jordan?
Yeah, first off. Yeah.
Wait, which one are you looking for? The kid that got Colorado?
The kid that got shot in Jacksonville by the loud music. Shot Jacksonville, loud music.
It wasn't Jordan Davis?
Nah, I don't think it was Davis. But his mama is Lisa McBath. Yeah. I shot her at a Circle of Mothers.
Right.
With Trayvon Martin's mama.
Right.
Jordan Davis?
There you go. Thank you.
Give me my props. That ain't done.
Nah, but I mean, I had it on the second one. Respect, though. You know.
Enough respect.
There you go.
Word.
What else, man? I seen Desus and Mero at the Garden.
Yeah, man.
The theater at the Garden.
Sorry, I couldn't join you on
that, man.
That's
all good, man. Nah, it was last minute. I fell through there. You know what I mean? Go support the brand, see how they was doing.
What was that about?
It was good. It was nice. It was good to see. I mean,
what were they doing? Stand up or?
Yeah, kind of like. I mean, it's the live action podcast. Well, they standing up on mics being funny, so it is stand up in a way. You know what I mean? Stand up adjacent. They holding court. They were good. Had Ted Smooth crack it open for them. It was very New York. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It was a nice moment. Miro brought his pops out and shit. That was kind of cool. You know what I mean?
Miro, not
brought
Miro his pops is the out. Black one or the Puerto Rican?
Dominican
one?
Cat.
The Dominican.
And then Desus is Jamaican.
Okay.
And so he didn't bring him on stage, but he had his father like in the crowd. They saluted. It's cool how loyal their fan base is. You know what I mean? Like it felt like when you win an election. You know what I mean? The opposite of the concession, right, where niggas is having a good time, but it's a celebration, it's a culmination. Mm-hmm. It was a good look, man. It was, you know, so salute to them. What the fuck else is going on with your boy? Yo, I know I talked about possibly buying a PlayStation 4 just on some half boredom shit, half money, you know, just trying to figure something out. And then all of a sudden, they seem to be having a Black Friday sale. Well, them shits is going on sale. You get a whole PlayStation 4 Slim, I think, with that Spider-Man game that I was talking about, mm-hmm, for only, I think, only $200. That's fucking good.
So you ready to jump?
I might. It depends. I'm trying to think.
Why wouldn't you at this point?
You know why I wouldn't?
Why?
Because
this is the game and the console.
Right. It's, first of all, it hasn't happened yet. It's coming up on Black Friday situation.
Okay.
But also, I don't think I'm a video game motherfucker. I think I'm fooling myself yet again. You know how I'm sure you got some shit that you might do where you say, let me go ahead and revisit this shit. Whatever that shit may be. Let me give it another go. You know what I mean? Because in my mind's eye, I envision myself being this type of person. But at every point when I get over there and I go to do it, it is like that's the shoes on the wrong foot. You know what I mean? So I feel like about 3 hours into getting my shiny new PS4, I'm going to realize, nigga, this ain't you. This is what you're doing? And then I'll give it to a kid somewhere.
Okay.
Maybe they'll do some shit like that.
I mean, you know you better than me.
You know, how about that? And you know you better than me.
You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
There it is. We were at the NYC Web Fest this weekend with Potty Break.
Oh, yeah, congrats, you man. Tony Ty, right?
Yeah, Tony Ty. We premiered.
Robert Glasper.
we premiered. One of the episodes at the fest. It was good. Actually, it was cool. It was my first time at a web fest.
Where was it at?
Our particular screening was at this comedy spot, like an improv comedy spot called
Magnet Theater.
Nah, PI.
The Pit.
Yeah, the Pit.
People's Improv Theater.
Yeah, People's Improv Theater. So yeah, so we screened there, and that was dope.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It was good to see like the live reaction. Because, okay, you know, when you do shit for web like me.
See it in the people.
Do digital shit.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, you do shit. You
it's
put
no
it
reward.
Up, you know what I'm saying? Your only reward is the views.
An emoji, a few likes.
You know what I'm saying? The views and the likes and the retweets.
You can't hear them likes.
Nah, you can't hear them. But when you're there, you can hear the people, you know what I'm saying, laugh when they're supposed to laugh.
They like
shit.
That jump cut.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, exactly. So it's a payoff.
What was the biggest part, like, as far as what you did?
As far as what I did?
No, not even as far as what you did to make it all about you, but, like, what a decision that you made, or at least a decision that you were in on that hit in the room. Okay, give me this.
Okay.
Something that hit in the room that surprised the shit out of you.
I mean, just to hear the people surprise the shit out of me. Because, you know, when I watch shit on the internet, you just watch it. You know what I mean?
You don't really.
It happens.
It don't do nothing for then you.
You flip to the next shit.
You're like, well, that was on my laptop.
You like, okay, that was good. And then you flip to the next shit. So you never really watch the internet with a group. You know what I'm saying?
I dig it. But let me ask you, because the internet, you watch the internet in a different type of group.
Right.
I think when you know some shit is good, The new group of internet is the forward and the yo nigga. Watch this. Check this out. Let me know. Right. I want to hear what you think.
But a lot of times you don't see that. That happened in the group chat. That happened on the group text.
That's what I'm saying. That's the new audience.
But as far as me sitting there watching some shit,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying, in real time with another motherfucker, it don't happen with a lot of my work.
Right.
A lot of my work is not even consumer facing, which is, you know what I'm saying, which is a trip.
Right.
So just to be in a room that was a lot of consumers, it was on a big screen, and to hear people laugh at the jokes, you know what I'm saying, and clap after it was over and be like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
That shit was like, damn, this shit is real.
It was rewarding.
You know what I'm saying? That shit is real. Like, you know, it's the same work you be doing all the time, but it's like when you put claps and people behind it, it gives it a lot more power.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you know, it was just, and it was good to see, like with Tony, it's her project. You know what I'm saying? She wrote it, she directed it. You know what I'm saying? It's all out of her mind, her whole personality. It's, you know, it's about two women in the bathroom. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
A series about two women going to the bathroom talking women shit. You know what I mean? And I'm like the only dude in the whole fucking vicinity,
right?
Squeezed in this bathroom, you know, taping them talk shit. So it was more rewarding to see that, you know,
the vision
with her, she could actually see people reacting to it, and you know what I'm saying, because you know, for her it's like, you know, this is my baby. I put up the money,
right?
You know what I mean? I, you know, she did a lot to get it done, and you know, for me, I just came in, I shot the shit, I edited it, but
it was a distance. You helped facilitate.
Yeah, I helped facilitate her dream.
Right, and you got to see her enjoy the fruits of it all.
Right, and then she got to enjoy the shit. So that was, you know what I'm saying, more than me. That was, you know, probably the biggest payoff, because it's like, okay, boom, another thing we got done. It's in the world. Let's go.
Where can people see it?
It'll be out. Well, we submitted to Sundance. So after they decide whether or not we go on to Sundance, we'll release it after that. So,
okay,
because if we go to Sundance, we can't release it to either Sundance.
Right.
But if it
when
don't,
is that? When Sundance?
Sundance is in January. Okay. So it should be up by January.
You going to Sundance?
If we get accepted.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, yeah. Would you go if not? Just a poly?
Yeah, I've been before.
Oh, you have been out there?
Yeah, I've been to Sundance.
Oh, okay.
It's nice. It's
you cool. Liked it? You go back?
Yeah, it's very cool. It's a good vibe because it's quiet.
Yeah.
You know, I think we talked about it when I went on the cast, but that was a while ago, a couple years ago, 2 years ago. But it's quiet.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, because it be snowy, you out in the mountains and shit, and it's a white festival for the most part.
Yeah.
So it's in very
snow.
It's in very hushed tones.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
It's not Jack the Rapper.
Nah, it's not Jack the Rapper. It's not, you know what I'm saying?
Not like, Essence Fest.
It's like when you black and you used to a big event, you used to that shit being,
You can feel it. It's visceral.
You know what I'm saying? It's noisy. You making noise.
Yeah.
And
it's always a baseline somewhere.
Right. A baseline. Somebody selling the mixtape. You know what I'm saying? A party over here. They do have the Black House, which, you know, as its name suggests.
That's pretty on the nose.
You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
Where the black people congregate.
Black people meet. Did black people meet sponsor that shit?
I think HBO sponsored.
Should sponsor some more black meetups. You know what I mean?
Are they getting money?
I don't think so, but I think, because that's a lot to say. Black people meet, like, that's a hell of a claim. And it's a good land grab.
Right.
Like, you could really do a lot with black people meeting. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, nigga, black people meet at the motherfucking wherever tonight. Nigga, black people meet, BPM. You know what I'm saying? BPM, too,
You should be their marketing director.
I should be. Black people meet. If y'all niggas got a budget and you got check you want to cut, holler at me.
No doubt. But, yeah, they have the Black House, which I think HBO sponsors.
And, that's dope.
They do it. I know HBO does the dinner or some shit like that.
There you go.
But, you know, that's where the black people hang out. But everybody has their house. You know what I'm saying?
It's white house.
So it's like the Apple house and the such and such house. Right. And all the companies have these houses.
Uh-huh.
in, you know, in the mountains and shit, and then everybody go to these parties in all the houses. So that's the big thing. Sundance, you know, go to these parties. Uh-huh. And everybody there, everybody chilling.
Right.
And the craziest shit about Sundance is that I don't really recognize actors
right.
in real life.
So you're not even tripping.
I don't really recognize them. Like, right. you know what I'm saying? Like, right. like for some reason, I know the popular ones, of course. I know yeah. the black ones that I know.
Right.
I know them. But, like, it's something with, you know, actors and actresses on TV that it doesn't register in real life. Like, it doesn't translate to me. Like, I don't remember their face, and I don't remember, like, oh, that's such and such from blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So I be walking around. I be sitting right next to him, walking right past him. Like,
face.
You know who that was?
Yeah.
I'm like, nah, who is that? Yeah. That's from such and such.
You good for that, B.
I'm like, oh, yeah. word. Because yeah. I don't, it don't even be on purpose. It's just me.
I know.
I don't, it doesn't register. Like, you know yeah. what I'm saying? It's somewhere a disconnect. Like, it's just yeah. like, it's like I can't hear the words to an R&B song.
No, I hear. I'm the same way. I can't hear that.
I can hear all the rap. I can hear Twista, every single syllable and right. word that he say.
Right.
But Teddy P, like, I don't know out. What the fuck he talking about.
What is this motherfucking mumbling about?
Like, what?
I'm getting to the point now at my age where, like, young black actors are reminding me of older black actors from the past.
Damn.
I mean, like, this nigga look like a young... He kind of remind me of a young Keith David. You know what I mean? Like, it's like that type of shit. Like, he remind me of a, got a little Robert Guillaume. I don't know. But no, it's just be like, motherfuckers be like, yo, he, you know what I mean?
But know who I did recognize, not at Sundance, but at ABFF this year.
Who?
But last year. Well, this year. Yeah, that was this year. Lawrence from Insecure. I'm like, oh, shit, that's Lawrence and shit. And it surprised me because I didn't know he was that tall. You know, uh-huh. you know most actors right, right, right. on TV be like short motherfuckers.
Yeah, he's a tall cat.
He's like 6'3", 6'4", or some shit.
Okay. He sat up. He used to throw that man the illest alley-oop. Because right. there's like a lot of goodwill going his way
right.
out there. You know right. what I
mean? No, he'll feel good story. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just rare. We don't get that many of those. You know what I'm saying?
But it's
at that level.
Yeah, but it's almost like... That, like, he is Lawrence. You know what I mean? His name ain't Lawrence. His name James or Jason, Jason, El, James Ellis.
James Ellis.
James Ellis.
Yeah, whatever.
James, but I'm saying, like,
hey, fuck that. I know people be like, you know what I'm saying?
Tommy.
Typecasting me, blah, blah, blah. But motherfucker, when you hit with the people,
no,
you
cool.
hit with the people.
Absolutely. But you still want the people to know your name.
Yeah,
because you got a real name.
You got to do some shit that let them know your name.
Absolutely. Yo, what up? You know what I mean? Fucking yeah, so, cockroach.
You know who, what's my man's name? Shit.
I don't know.
Damn. Fuck it. I can't remember his name.
What are you going to say about
fucked up. Because I know him as Mouse from Devil in the Blue Dress.
Don Cheadle?
Yeah, Don Cheadle.
Yeah.
Like, Don Cheadle was Mouse.
Yo, I never seen Devil in the Blue. I might have seen it once, but I got to watch it again because people love it.
He was Mouse, dog. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Every time I seen him, he was Mouse.
Right.
And then he worked his way back into being Don Cheadle.
That shit is hilarious. This nigga.
For real. He had to work his way back into his own name.
Earn his name back like a slave.
You know what I'm saying? Because that nigga plays such a...
I'm not Kunta.
A good-ass character as Mouse.
Mm-hmm.
That's who he was.
Who? Let's talk about that. Obviously, there's the Tommies from Martin.
Shit, Tommy from fucking Power. What's
Tommy
his name?
From Power.
You don't know his motherfucking name.
I know his name. Joe Sikora.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I'm out here. I'm out here in the world. I'm out, you know,
okay,
shit. I'm mixing it up. I'm trying to be informed.
This is find out.
I'm trying to be informed. Let's do it. Let's do another test.
Who?
I'm trying to think of some of the famous, you known as that person forever. Oh, that ain't nothing but such and such. I mean, Ghost might have that.
Bro, but everybody kind of know his little.
You know his name because it's yeah. a very like a neo yeah. soul name. But what else do you know Omari Hardwick from?
But you know his name
because you know what I'm saying. It's like it's compelling. It's different.
Like Idris worked his way out of being Strain. Yeah, he was fucking String of Bell, nigga.
But Idris Elba's one of them names that's kind of fun to say. It's different. It's so singular.
Okay.
Like, if his name was Barry Johnson, he would still be String of Bell.
Right, I think.
Right, I don't know. Maybe not. Who else? Let's think of some people. Let's think of some of these new, obviously, Urkel. But niggas know Jaleel White as Jaleel White.
He was Urkel. He'll still be Urkel.
Theo, Malcolm Jamal Warren. I feel like
he never was Theo.
Just Theo.
He ain't really go after that.
He did a few things, but it wasn't bigger than Theo.
Nah, he was. You know, man. And
I'm sorry.
Now he ain't even really Theo.
I got beef with Malcolm Jamal.
He cool. He just didn't do much afterwards.
He did like got on some jazz shit.
That's cool.
Yeah,
they might know him in the jazz world.
Who else?
What's the nigga from Different World with the glasses? Dwayne Wayne. Everybody kind of knew his name, but he's still Dwayne Wayne.
Hilarious. Kadeem Hardison.
Yeah.
Who else? Well, who else?
Who old recently? That's what I'm trying to think. We old.
Yeah.
Who
is the, who you like? Oh, that ain't nobody but such and such.
Man.
Who's the one character that you fucking can't stand right now? Because that's the best. Like, I remember back in the day, I'm dating myself, but back in the day, I used to watch Cheers. I couldn't stand Diane. She was played by Shelley Long so much that I almost for a while didn't fuck with Shelley Long just because I thought she was it was a testament to her acting, but I couldn't stand that fucking character. Like, man, get the fuck out of here. And yeah, that shit helped. But who's a character where you like, I can't stand this motherfucker.
Tyreek.
Oh, word.
I don't know that motherfucker name.
I hope that shit ain't really hurting him in the world.
Tyreek.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That nigga is Tyreek.
He embraced it. I saw a meme with, I don't know who the cat was, but somebody was like fake beating him up. Like, you know what I mean? We hate this. Yeah, he did to Raina. He got him.
He do a lot of the internet joints where he stand in the role. You could tell the dude just walked up to him with the phone and started acting out some shit. He played along with
Speaking of that, did you see the little shit? It was a week ago. Did you see the shit where they ran up on Justin Bieber? Justin Bieber's car broke down in the hood and they had this nigga singing in the hood.
Nah, they didn't break down. He went to a
meet and greet?
No, it was like a charity event.
You sure that's what they
were? Yeah,
was?
It was a charity event. And then afterwards, they had him doing all the shit. why would Justin Bieber's car break down?
I don't know, man. That's the narrative I read. I was like, damn.
He went to a charity event.
Okay.
And then he just kicked. It was in Watts. And then he just, you know, man, he did his due diligence.
That shit,
you know,
looked.
Because, you know, them niggas had him under pressure out there.
That shit looked tense.
Because, first of all, if you a star and you go to Watts anyway, you got to get a hood. Pass.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Somebody got to let you through.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And you under pressure anyway just to be there. You white, you in the hood, you already had to get a hood pass.
You hope it's the right one.
You hope you got the right
your shit.
You hope you got the right hood Sherpa. You know what I'm saying? That pass through.
Mm-hmm.
So he out there, they got him shucking and jiving.
That shit was mad funny.
They had him out there like how white people have black people doing.
Yeah, they had
sing, nigga, sing.
That motherfucker went through the combine.
That motherfucker was doing crossovers.
Oh,
he was
shit.
Singing. They had him doing
push-ups.
You know you in the hood, motherfucker. He's got you doing push-ups.
That shit was crazy. That nigga was doing push-ups for his freedom.
Like, can I go now? Hold on. they got their money's worth out of Justin. I don't know who organized that shit and who nonprofit it was.
He ain't going back.
Whoever that was had the juice.
Like, that's enough. You ever been to Watts?
Actually, I've never been to Watts. And the first time that I didn't even know geographically where Watts was.
Nigga!
But the last time I was in LA, not the last time, but the time before the last time.
Yeah.
I was in Uber on the way to the airport.
Oh, wow.
And one of the lanes, they had cut off the exit.
Right.
To get on one of the highways, so we had to take the street route to the airport.
Uh-huh.
And I've taken the street route through Inglewood.
I've been on the street route.
You know what I'm saying? I've taken it through Inglewood and all that shit. But I started seeing signs for Watts. I'm like, why the fuck we in Watts?
How far do we go?
What the Watts got to do with the airport? I know Englewood close right. to the airport.
Now you're looking at the driver funny.
But you know what I'm saying? I knew we had to get off because the shit was closed. Mm-hmm. But that was the first time I went through Watts, was like a couple months ago.
Okay.
But so I didn't even really know where it was, but you know, it's Watts. I'm like, oh shit, this Watts.
I've been to Watts. I went to the Watts Tower really? One time. Yeah, the first time I ever went to LA. I tried to, you know me, I'm that nigga, I tried to do it all. I tried to get the counter, but that shit was dumb far. Like, Watts was far enough. Watts is damn near 40 minutes. Like, it's a hike. And if you going in an Uber, nigga, that's, the LA Ubers is the cheapest shit, so it's probably like $12.
I wasn't that damn cheap.
But, but yeah, man, I went out there to the Watts Tower, and that shit was fascinating. It's interesting. It's like, it's a full-on tower made out of, like, found right. material. Right. Like, that was it. I ain't really, you know.
It's funny because, I've never been to Watts. I don't know nobody from Watts. But I feel like...
I just feel like I know Tyrese.
I feel like a connect to Watts.
Because of Tyrese.
Not even Tyrese.
That's the only nigga I knew in Watts.
Barry White.
Is he from Watts?
Yeah, he from Watts.
I didn't know that.
But it's just like the way they talk about Watts feel like Brown Sub in Miami to me. And that's where my grandma's from, Brown Sub.
Okay.
So, you know what I'm saying? Watts ain't the famous. Like, you know how Compton was famous and South Central
right.
is famous. Like, Watts is almost like, you know what I'm saying, the stepchild in the fame, you know what I'm saying, department.
Think so?
Yeah, but you know, it's always like that.
I think it's OG.
I mean, but see, it's always like in Miami, the famous neighborhoods, Liberty City,
right,
Overtown,
right.
You know what I'm saying? But then you don't really talk about Brown Sub, but it's there. It's right there amongst
right.
all that shit.
Right.
That's how I feel Watts is. Watts feel like you got South Central, you got Compton, and then you got Watts.
Let me ask you this.
But it's dangerous. Right. But it don't have that cachet like the other ones have.
Yeah, I think culturally, it's the least relevant. And not in a bad way. Like, outside of Tyrese, and who did you say?
Barry White.
Outside of Tyrese and Barry White.
Probably plenty
more. There's a ton of motherfuckers, but what I'm saying is, like, I ain't really heard nobody repping Watts heavy since Tyrese. And before that, my biggest thing about it was, like, Watts Stacks. Right. Which was like that ill documentary movie. Right. So I hold Watts in a certain, it's almost like a Harlem. You know right. what I mean? In a certain way where it's like a cultural hub where it was some shit that, it's like a black ass Woodstock.
Right.
But, you know what I mean? But like it ain't, in a, like Compton, obviously that's Dr. Just N.W.A. and all of that shit, Kendrick and all that shit, Ava DuVernay, that shit is on fire.
Right.
What's the other one? South Central, that's fucking Boys of the Hood. Right. And every
Ice Cube.
Nigga, you today was a good day.
Everybody. It's like I said, like Watts had the riot, the big riot, you know what I'm saying, the 60s, just like,
you know. So let me ask you a question. What did Brown Sub bring to the table that legitimizes its claim on the Mount Rushmore of black Miami?
Well, see, Brown Sub had the Hampton House, which, you know what I'm saying?
Tell us.
Hampton House was a...
That should sound expensive.
No, it was a hotel, but like when, you know... See, Overtown was the spot where all the black people had to live, you know what I'm saying, at first. So Overtown was like Harlem. That's where all the... When performers come to town,
right.
They were performing Overtown.
Now, how far is that from Miami Beach? Like, give us the breakdown.
Miami
shit.
Beach is on the east. Uh-huh. All this shit, what I'm talking about, is on the west.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? The black section of town was the northwest.
Okay.
And then parts of Overtown might have dipped in the southwest, but I doubt it. But Overtown was where... The black people were. Then when they built the expressway,
yeah.
They built it right through Overtown, and all the blacks had to go split up and go to different places.
Mm-hmm.
So they go to Liberty City, you know, and all these different places. Brown Sub was another one of those spots where you know, you had the Hampton House, you had, you know, saying some solid middle class people, but then you had people just getting by. But it was just in the geography of it all, it was just off in the cut to where it wasn't the main part of black culture. Okay. You know what I'm saying? But you did have the Hampton House, and that's where Muhammad Ali met his first wife. So if you watch the movie Ali.
In Miami 8. Oh, yeah.
When you watch the movie Ali in the first scene where he meets Jada Pinkett, when Will Smith meets Jada Pinkett in the club and shit, that's at the Hampton House.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So it was a place where,
is
you know.
Is the Hampton House still around?
They just rebuilt. It was always around. It never went away. But they just remodeled it and did something different with it where it's apartments now.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? They just fixed it back up a little bit. But it had, it went down, of course. When I grew up, it was right on the same street as my grandma's house.
Oh, wow.
So they had a big pool in that bitch. You know what I'm saying? So when I was little, the pool was popping. Mm-hmm. But then,
And then, like, the kids from the neighborhood could go up in there.
Well, if you knew somebody over there, you know what I'm saying?
They show up.
Yeah, you go in there, you swim.
Would you see celebs?
No.
Okay.
This was, by the time I came along, it was just the hood.
Okay. All right.
It was Hampton House.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? Oh, that's Hampton House.
And then, it was in a hotel at first. But now, then when I came along, it was apartments that were, fashioned from these little bitty hotel rooms. You know how you go one room, you got the bed, you got a little bitty kitchenette and the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And then they turn it into apartments. So people's apartments would be that setup. You come in, the living room is the bedroom, and the motherfucking kitchen is over there in the corner, and that's the bathroom. You know, so I was like, damn, motherfuckers living like this. You know, that was always a trip to me because I didn't know it was a hotel before.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But they had a nice pool.
Mm-hmm.
But then all that stuff started going down, 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 down until it just was. But as a kid, I always saw, my uncles would always, it would always be a party in the Hampton House. And right. then, you go with your uncles over there and shit, and somebody playing records, and it's dark, and they got the motherfucking neon light mm-hmm. posters and shit. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The beads and shit. Smoking reefer, playing loud music and mm-hmm. shit. That was like my first little taste of that grown people shit mm-hmm. was in the Hampton House.
It was nightlife.
Right. So, but like when I hear about
why. How old were you when you first was seeing all that type of shit?
I'm 5, 6, 7.
Oh, okay. You know so you was just.
I'm a little motherfucker, yeah. but I was the only boy of my age in my grandma's set. My grandma had motherfucking 12 kids.
Uh-huh.
So that's 1,000 cousins. But in my age group, I was like the only boy. So the closest boy to me was my uncle, who was 5 years older than me. Uh-huh. And I was always the kind of kid that the older cats didn't mind taking with them. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
I ain't come back and tell on them. I was just observing and just right. watching shit. You know what I mean? So I was always the one they would take.
Uh-huh.
So I would go and see the, motherfuckers smoking weed and doing that kind of shit.
Right.
But that's the Hampton House. So when I hear about Brown Sub
mm-hmm.
and I hear about places like Watts, and even in New York,
mm-hmm.
it's similar to like Brownsville. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's like you got Harlem, mm-hmm. it's popping, then you got Bed-Stuy, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You got Crown, you got these neighborhoods that have these bigger names. Then Brownsville, they got a name.
Fucked up name.
But it's like, you know what I'm saying?
Notorious.
It's notorious. It don't have no cachet to it. It's just like, oh, the nigga from Brownsville, okay.
Yeah, it's got its own, it's got a different type of right. cachet.
And Brown Sub in Miami is Brownsville.
That's, oh, yeah?
It's Brownsville, but,
uh-huh.
it was from Brown, then they started, broke it down to Brown Sub.
Oh, it used to be Brownsville.
The official name is Brownsville.
Okay, interesting.
So it's similar to Brownsville, New York in
that's
that respect.
That's so funny. Growing up, I always used to know about Brownsville, Texas. Mm-hmm. I was always hear about Brownsville, Texas. Like, oh, shit. But that was a thing. Like, wherever you lived, if you got to see your neighborhood on the news, like in the weather, like when they wrote your name out, it'd be like Brownsville, 84 right. degrees, or Austin, you know what I mean? Right. Like, oh shit, niggas done made it. You
right.
feel me?
Right.
But yeah, man, that's interesting that, there's always gonna be those unheralded neighborhoods and shit.
Yeah, because like what it was, there's a lot of industrial stuff around there. Then you had houses, and then you had a lot of fucking graveyards and shit. Like right across the street from my grandma's house, a graveyard. Mm-hmm. Then it was like two blocks over, another one.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't like, you know what I'm saying, just a bunch of houses and, where you could, where it's just a neighborhood. It had a lot of shit going on, but it wasn't like cool, fancy shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it never really had that cachet. It just had, it's like, you can't really put no shine on. It's just like, you know, it's, you know, you go over there, you could get fucked up. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's probably some cool people came from there, but it was very nondescript in the shine category.
Right, right.
And that's how I be feeling about Watts. Like you say, you call Tyrese.
Right.
I could call, you know, Barry White, but then
it's not
right.
popping.
Right. Then
now.
They had the Watts riots there where they burned shit down.
Right, but then they had the LA riots that
but
took
then,
the place of
it. In Miami.
They had the Brown Sub riot.
Nah, they had it was the riot
is
started
that with the kid on the
McDuffie riots.
Right.
Was where, you know, they shot the dude McDuffie on a motorcycle. He pulled off from the cops and they shot him. He was an insurance dude, but they shot him. Then they started rioting. But a lot of the main shit that they burnt, like the big, when they burnt down the big Goodyear tire factory, that's like the main shit they be showing on the news. That was in Brown Sub.
Wow.
You know what I mean? So it started in Overtown. It spilled out in Liberty City, mm-hmm. of course, in Brown Sub. Mm-hmm. But that big picture with this big ass factory on fire, that right. shit burnt for days. That was in Brown Sub.
Wow.
Mm.
Shout out to Brown Sub.
Shout out to Brown Sub.
Shout out to Brownsville.
Yeah, man.
You know? My grandmother was one of the first, was not one of the first, was the first person in her projects, in her building. And it might
in
even
Brownsville?
Be. Yeah, absolutely. They at one point they had a little sign that had they had their names in like a little garden right mm-hmm. in front of the joint, such a you
they,
know
they don't have it no more?
Niggas. You know how that go. That shit lasts about 2.5 weeks. And that was respectfully. You know what I mean? Somehow that shit just was it was a wrap. You know, shit is ever changing in the projects. You know what I'm saying? They get nice and then it's fucked up, then it's gone. Then some new nice shit come on. My grandmother lived by the fact that, like, back in the day when they first started, you know, it's so funny just to think. First of all, that shit wasn't, you know, it was, like, super diverse.
Right.
It was, like, particularly Brownsville in particular was, it was housed for vets. You know what I mean? So, like, the veterans would get in there. That's who had priority, blah, blah, blah. But she loved telling the story of how, like, at night they would come by and, like, clean the fucking, the brass doorknobs mm-hmm. on the project. Like, you know what I mean?
With
like,
the
they used to, not the soul, I don't know, but, like.
Or just the people.
Just housing. I think it was just housing. They just come to, but they took pride in it. Like, they, you like, in the project, they, I might still be, but there would be, like, beautification teams. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Where they would, like, they would try their hardest to, like, make the shit fly. When it was, when it felt like a community.
Right.
And then after a while, just niggas was like, fuck it. You know what I mean? Right. This is government, you know, this is housing.
Right.
This is the piece, and it's going to be what it's going to be. We're going to piss in this elevator, and y'all going to love it.
No, we not. But it is going to be. It's just
nobody going to really say a whole lot. It's going to be a problem, but it's going to be some shit where you're like, ah, it is what it is. Fuck.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No doubt.
I don't want to end like that. Ah, shit. That's depressing. We're gonna leave him with something nice. We're gonna leave him with something nice. Let me look at what I have.
The Thrones is back in April.
It's the Throne. Oh, I thought you meant the Throne. Game of Thrones, huh?
Game of Thrones, they announced, I guess, today.
And they also announced True Detective part season 3 with Mahershala Ali. It looked like Billy Bob Thornton.
I don't fuck with Billy Bob Thornton.
No, hold on. I think you've said this before, but why?
From the Halle Berry shit.
Oh, right. Because he smashed her like.
I'm going to make you feel good.
Uh-huh. You mad at him for that?
Yep.
Why?
Because he was the white guy subject.
He was the Justin Timberlake of the Janet
exactly.
Jackson.
Yeah,
he was. He defiled Halle Berry.
He defiled Halle Berry. And they rewarded him for it.
Fuck Diddy's woman. Yeah. Diddy was in that
Diddy
shit, too.
Diddy was on some badass acting.
Oh, man, that was when Diddy was... was
a terrible acting.
Yeah, he was trying to make
I watched him on Broadway when he did...
I saw that shit. What was the shit?
Yeah.
Raising the Sun.
When he did Raising the Sun, I enjoyed him there. Yeah. I was like, okay, he did his thing.
Diddy did everything.
Yeah, Diddy going to continue to do everything. Hey, thought you he wouldn't stop. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Diddy is an inspiration.
Yeah, man.
But he wasn't shit in that damn Monsters Ball.
That's why Billy Bob was like, I think I could get up in there.
I'm gonna hit that.
This nigga Diddy ain't hitting them lines like he should.
Yeah, man. So anyway. That was just depressing to watch Halle Berry You know what I'm saying?
That was like the first time she really got
sexual. Billy Bob Thornton. He automatically, he got a Trump-ass name.
Billy Bob.
Billy Bob Thornton. And it was even before Trump, and he just felt like a Trumper. Oh, man. In a truck with a shotgun.
Listen.
Yeah, man. So.
Shout out to Billy Bob.
I ain't watching that shit. But the throne's coming back.
The throne's is coming back. How about April. That? Supreme dropping a remote control car Thursday.
You buying it?
No. I just like the video. They used the Daytona 500 beat. And it's, I guess they put a GoPro on the remote control car. And they got that shit like on some real streets. Mm-hmm. And that shit just aesthetically, it got me hype. I was like, oh, this shit fire. I've never been a remote control car cat. You know what I mean? Put that on the video games too. Because that's another one of things that'd kill Christmas. Mm-hmm. They could get the remote control car Christmas. Christmas was like, niggas pulling out their little consoles and their remote control cars in the world. Mm-hmm. I never was a big remote control car fan. Like, it was cool, but it was always wild, unwieldy. I never was the best driver with the shit. And I was like, fuck it. I wasn't into it, but... Yeah. Yeah, man. Shout out to Supreme putting that out. That's probably getting people crushed. I still, every Thursday, I'll log on to Supreme at 11. I call it going fishing because I typically don't catch nothing. Right. They had the little Carme de Garcon Air Force Ones, and I was like, let me try that shit. I had them in the cart, and them shits, they were a wrap by the time it was time to check out all the way. They was like, sorry. And that's what it was. I don't pay. If I catch it for retail, I'll do it. Maybe flip it or live life with it. But after that, it is what it is. That's my Thursday.
Speaking of Christmas, right?
Let's speak about it.
Where did you typically spend your Christmases?
At the home. A house. A home. Yeah. At home. And then... Yeah, it was always kind of an at-home thing. We didn't really do a whole lot of traveling Christmas. Christmas was typically a home game.
Right, but, you know, for me, the home game was my grandma's house. Because every weekend was my grandma's house anyway.
Yeah.
So Christmas, you know, by default, was at my grandma's house in Brown Sub.
Yeah.
Which they had a very... different, like I lived basically everybody would know Carroll City.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Which, you know, in the beginning was white and then very shortly after became very black.
Right.
But Brown Sub Christmas was a lot different than what I would assume everybody did in Christmas around my way.
I would imagine even Miami Christmas is different than a lot of Christmas. So what was the difference between a Brown Sub
because
Christmas
Brown, and that? Brown Sub, you know what I'm saying? It's not, you know, it wasn't a whole lot of money around.
Right.
But it was a lot of ingenuity. It was a lot of fucking fun. You know what I'm saying? So it was like Christmas looked like everybody got past skates.
Right.
And so they going to do a fucking train of 20 motherfuckers with their brand new skates. Uh-huh. Skating through the school on as it's closed,
right.
You're skating all through the school and then jump out on like the edge of the school. Like when the sidewalk ran out, you coming down the hall of the school and the sidewalk ran out.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't like another sidewalk where you walk out into the you know what I'm saying, out of the property.
Okay.
It was just like a cliff. It went straight into a field. Just a field.
Just grass?
Just grass.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Enough pavement. Just,
and then mostly dirt right there. Look, you know what I'm saying? Okay. Like a little mud patch.
Okay.
So everybody comes skating down the hall real, real fast and then jump off. No, and then jump off the cliff and then land in the grass and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Cool.
So that was always fun. It'd be like a train of 20 people.
They would hold each other. Everybody
Holding skating and holding each other.
That's
and
cool.
Then at the end, everybody just jump off the edge and shit. So that was like, damn, this is some fun ass shit.
That's communal as fuck.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? Like when I come back to my neighborhood, everybody got the remote control cars doing their own shit.
Everybody,
you know,
independently wealthy,
independently doing their shit, but. Yeah. In Brown Sub, it was like a very communal Christmas. Like, motherfucker might get a football for Christmas.
And everybody
that's
get,
just it. You're going to go outside and play football.
And I love that. But I love when a motherfucker, like, they enthusiastic about just regular shit. Like, ball on your level.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I saw this before we get out of here, because we got to get out of here. But I saw this shit. First of all, ball on your level. Like, if you ain't got a whole lot of money, if you don't make a whole lot of money and you still want to travel, nigga, go travel, man. It ain't that expensive to go travel. And do it on your level. You still going to have fun because you're going somewhere new. You know what I mean? I always say that shit. I always apply it to travel, but just in life in general. But I say all that to say, and it was like, what's her name? Alexandria Ocasio. What's homegirl name that won? I know Ocasio.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Mm-hmm. So she won, what she win, Senate?
House seat.
I don't know what that means. But
House of Representatives.
I know what the House of Representatives, I know it's a lot of niggas in that house, but
yeah,
I don't know.
A lot of people in the house.
I don't know the role. I just know it's H.O.R. Shout out to H.O.R. She's out there. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. So there's a story that came out. She said, look, I can't afford to live in D.C. until I get my salary.
Right.
And cats tried to, like, they kind of came for it. Fuck out of here. You did it. It was shit in order because she ain't had no money.
D.C. is expensive.
But America is expensive, too, right, depending on where your money at. But D.C. is absolutely expensive. Right. And the thing is, I think the deal is when you go out there, like, you have a home and you have an office that you got to deal with, right? But what I like, she didn't take the shame. She was like, yo, she kind of went in on them. She was like, see, this is what's going on in the world. She said they try to make the poor feel fucking shameful for being poor while the rich get richer.
Right.
And this is what's going on in America. So don't be ashamed of where you are in life. You know what I mean?
But she ain't even the only one. It's a whole thing where motherfuckers in Congress is living in their fucking office.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When you're not supposed to do that shit. But they in that motherfucker sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
They fucked up.
Because they like, shit, I got to pay for my own house where I live.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. When I'm down here, shit, I can't get another motherfucker spot.
I ain't got it like that.
There's a lot of motherfuckers out there like that. So
but she kept in 100, I guess.
It was a whole piece on that shit last year or the year before.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but whatever.
Ain't that a bitch? You did all this running around and campaigning, and now, you can't even afford the job. The job is too expensive. You like, fuck.
Yeah, man, you can always afford it. It's just, how?
You're like, I gotta go broke doing this shit.
How can you fucking afford it? You can't live on the hill. No.
You gotta live in the valley.
So you gotta live, you know what I mean? You gotta go live in the valley. You
gotta go meditate, you know, man. Take that shit to the lake.
Go get your efficiency, but that ain't congressional.
In the trap.
You know what I'm saying?
Your favorite congresswoman in the trap.
Living in the old lady basement and shit.
Oh, shit. Anyway, man, tell the people where you're gonna be.
Hey, man. I'm going to be on motherfucking Instagram at Mr. Muhammad, on Twitter at Mr. Muhammad.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to be in town, I think. Yeah, I'm in town for a while, getting ready for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'll be right here next week, man, right here doing what we do.
Shit. I hear that. Shit, I'm going to be on Comedy Knockout tonight, 11 p.m. True TV. I'll also be getting my car fixed right now. I gotta get one thing. Hopefully, I'm gonna stay with these motherfuckers so they don't take my shit. Hopefully, you know. But beyond that, I'll be back here next week. In the meantime, you tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
To get in the conversation.
That's up. We out.
And the main thing of it all is to be in the conversation.